From Habakkuk, we learn that faith is a way of life, not an answer, as the prophet grieved by injustice, suffering, watches for God's reply. In Matthew, why is Habakkuk so upset with God? He asks God to do something to correct the thoughts of the chosen children of Abraham, and God does. God tells Habakkuk what God is going to do, and that is what infuriates Habakkuk. God's answer to his prayer is to destroy everyone. Habakkuk reminds God, God is eternal, but we are not, so this is not a good plan for us. Also, like us, Habakkuk cannot understand God's future for God's people. In chapter 2, God reveals, for there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. Paul repeats this often. The righteous live by faith. This does not make sense to us or to Habakkuk. So we ask, what do we hold on to? Faith? Many things in our lives do not make sense. We do not hear God call us. We do not hear God's word of comfort when we need it. Yes, we believe in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is a given. Martin Luther's quote, referencing Habakkuk, the godly people are waiting for the Lord. Therefore they live. Therefore they are saved. And therefore they receive what is promised, because they hold the hand of the Lord. End quote. As a grandparent, I know what frightened children do. They will grab onto the hand of one that gives them a feeling of safety. My granddaughter, terrified by the mere mention of going to anyone but her mom or dad, she had a difficult time allowing me to hold her, and that is hard for a grandfather to take. She began to cry if anyone came close. I remember the Thanksgiving day, things changed. She was looking at me and not crying. Her mommy told her to give Papa a hug, and to my surprise, she did. She buried her face into my shoulder and did not let go. She held on as if this was the safest place in the world, and she would not look up. For me, it was a great feeling. For her, it was the feeling of safety. I can only imagine that feeling of safety holding on to the hand of God. Habakkuk wanted God to fix the problems of his world and do it now. We have faith, but we also want results. Hebrews 11, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The righteous live by faith. Faith is hoping when all seems lost. Habakkuk argues with God and wants a better response to his prayer. We lament like Habakkuk. We are waiting for the second coming, and we will walk in faith holding God's hand. The righteous walk in faith. They live in faith. We are waiting in the Lord, knowing He has sent the Son to open the gate of salvation in answer to prayer. In God's grace, God hears our prayers and sends help in Jesus Christ. And so we go out declaring the good news of Jesus Christ as we wait upon the Lord. Walk in faith. Look for God's open gate, Jesus Christ, and hold His hand as we wait. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, you proved your faithfulness to your people when they cried out to you in distress. Be present in our distress and show us how to be faithful to you in the midst of suffering. In the name of the one who opens the gate of salvation, the one in which we baptize, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, we pray. Amen.